Okay, thanks. And then my second question, I think you guys kind of got to that with Mr. Ball, but then I'm just also curious from a just kind of a litigation risk perspective. I mean, we're not privy to the kind of the attorney-client work privilege documents, and I'm just curious, from a legal perspective, do you guys have a sense that you'll prevail? What's the risk here? And I know you can't. I mean, we're on a public meeting, so there's only so much that you can say. But I guess, just to add to that, I mean, whether there was a vote or whatnot, we would be voting on incomplete information, and you guys have a much better sense for what the risks are than we do. So, we're curious. I'm curious what, from your professional, expertise, whether you think we'll prevail.
Well, I think that we're confident that the IGA won't be enforced because it has these provisions in it that were not adopted in compliance with budgetary laws, including the local government budget law, also Tabor. In addition to that, there needed to be two separate IGAs instead of one. And so, it's our position that, we don't believe the IGA is going to be enforced. It's sort of not enforceable in its current condition. But that's just part of the story. I mean, if you were to ask Big Sky's attorney, they would say they're confident that they will be able to enforce that agreement. That's just how litigation works. And in addition to that, there are damages that there, even if the agreement were declared void, which Green Mountain feels confident that's what will happen, that's not always the end of the story. There are, damages on the table, but in addition to that, as I mentioned earlier, the litigation is one rail of this two-rail train, the other one being the political. There could be a new board elected a year from now that may go ahead and, enter into an IGA, a different IGA like the last board did. And I think that is really what spawned this discussion was the idea that if you go to trial, no matter if you win or lose, it may be that politically there could be the outcome of another IGA down the road. And is that something that everybody should be thinking about?
Thank you. Is the board united? I mean, I get the sense that there's some internal discord if folks aren't showing up at meetings. And that's disturbing a little bit given, what you guys are facing.
To be completely honest, yes, there is. If you have attended any of our meetings, it just seems to be that we get stuck on very, very petty things, and there seems to be somewhat of a power struggle. And to be honest with you, I rather suspect that my fellow board members are, maybe anti-development, but they need to acknowledge that themselves. So from my point of view, I have ceded to Ms. Timmons' viewpoint is that this property of the Rooney Valley does not belong to me. It is not mine. I do not have any right to determine what goes on there. The only concern that I have is to be very focused on, keeping the rates low and representing the district. And that's my main concern. So if you want to ask them, are you pro or anti-development? That's a perfectly reasonable question to ask them. But to be honest with you, that is my opinion. Okay, does that help?